Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Is it free speech or dangerous vitriol? That question's being debated all around Northeast Wisconsin following a Kaukauna High School teacher's social media post after the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, it's the post made by a Northern Wisconsin brewing company about the same event that has the FBI investigating whether it's a threat of violence or terrorism. The owner of Minocqua Brewing Company recently posted that it was almost free beer day, referencing an earlier post promising free beer for when, quote, he dies, the implication being President Trump's death, though the post doesn't say that specifically. Politicians on both sides of the aisle are condemning the language as inappropriate and unacceptable. But a UW law professor says while it may indeed be both those things, or even worse, it's still protected by the First Amendment, freedom of speech. That doesn't mean, however, he says, there won't be consequences. As the race for governor heats up, Republican Tom Tiffany says he's staying focused on winning, despite recent setbacks for his party. According to WISP Politics, Tiffany has no issue with the current party leadership and isn't concerned about a recent 20-point loss in a Supreme Court race. Tiffany believes higher voter turnout in November could shift the results in Republicans' favor. He also acknowledged a past vote limiting open records was a mistake and says he supports accountability. His campaign is pushing for spending reforms and more oversight of state government. With, is it free speech or dangerous vitriol? That question's being debated all around Northeast Wisconsin following a Kaukauna High School teacher's social media post after the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, it's the post made by a Northern Wisconsin brewing company about the same event that has the FBI investigating whether it's a threat of violence or terrorism. The owner of Minocqua Brewing Company recently posted that it was almost free beer day, referencing an earlier post promising free beer for when, quote, he dies, the implication being President Trump's death, though the post doesn't say that specifically. Politicians on both sides of the aisle are condemning the language as inappropriate and unacceptable. But a UW law professor says while it may indeed be both those things, or even worse, it's still protected by the First Amendment, freedom of speech. That doesn't mean, however, he says, there won't be consequences. As the race for governor heats up, Republican Tom Tiffany says he's staying focused on winning, despite recent setbacks for his party. According to WISP Politics, Tiffany has no issue with the current party leadership and isn't concerned about a recent 20-point loss in a Supreme Court race. Tiffany believes higher voter turnout in November could shift the results in Republicans' favor. He also acknowledged a past vote limiting open records was a mistake and says he supports accountability. His campaign is pushing for spending reforms and more oversight of state government. A Fox River boat crash that injured more than a dozen people is now in the hands of the state appeals court. Attorneys for Jason Lindemann, the man driving the powerboat that crashed into a paddlewheel riverboat, have filed their final papers asking the Court of Appeals to throw out his conviction or order a new trial. Lindemann was sentenced to 5 months in jail, 3 years of probation, community service, and more than $11,000 in restitution for the 2022 collision. His attorneys argued there was insufficient evidence to convict him, and the jury instructions were unclear. A decision is expected in the coming months. Animal advocates say dogs who were pushed out of their homes by floodwaters need your help. The Fox Valley Humane Association is asking the community for supplies, funds, or foster care as they try to accommodate all the pets whose owners had to leave their homes. They say many hotels and shelters where people are staying for the time being don't allow pets. The Humane Society is providing temporary housing for these dogs, but they say with more animals arriving daily, they need the public's help to keep the relief effort going. You can help by donating dog food, cleaning supplies, toys, or money. They say they also need foster families willing to take in other dogs to free up space for pets directly affected by the disaster. To learn more about how you can help, go to foxvalleypets.org. A record number of volunteers are stepping up to help clean up highways across Northeast Wisconsin, according to the DOT. They say nearly 18,000 people are now helping pick up trash along state roads through the Adopt a Highway program. Last year, they say people picked up more than 170 tons of trash from the area roadways. With crews already out working this year, officials are reminding drivers to slow down, stay alert, and move over when possible to help keep those volunteers safe. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Millions of dollars in federal COVID relief money sent to Wisconsin schools is now under scrutiny, and the state may have to repay it. A federal audit says the Department of Public Instruction gave funds to nearly 200 ineligible private schools and lacked proper oversight. State officials pushed back, saying they followed federal guidance and that the claims are based on missing or misunderstood information. Federal officials are reviewing the findings and will decide what happens next. Wisconsin Rapids is taking early steps towards possibly bringing a data center to the area, while also hearing concerns from people living there. City leaders have approved a zoning update to define and regulate data centers before any proposals are formally submitted. Officials say they want to be proactive, as other communities have struggled with similar projects. A local group opposed to the idea is holding a meeting, and a public hearing is set for early May. Another attempt to redraw Wisconsin's congressional maps has failed in court, keeping the current lines intact. Judges say they're bound by the state Supreme Court, which has ruled these kinds of political questions can't be decided by lower courts. The challenge came from a group arguing the maps are unfair to Democrats. Backers of the maps call the decision a win, and the case could now move to appeal. The Madison Metropolitan School District is expected to see a significant decline in enrollment. Projections reported by the Cap Times show the district expects to lose more than 700 students over the next 5 years. Those numbers came from the district's initiative to redraw district maps, which will be voted on next February. The report comes after Madison lost about 100 students for this school year. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A scary moment for a Brewers pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks is tonight at AmFam Field. Some scary moments last night for the Brewers pitcher Chad Patrick, who said he lost his vision while on the mound in the second inning.
I couldn't see a good 15, 20 seconds. Felt like my eyeballs were at the top of my head. Like it was like blurry. I don't know. It was just a weird feeling, you know, a feeling I definitely don't want to have again.
The 27-year-old right-hander had his blood pressure checked later. Manager Pat Murphy.
He threw up in between innings and had some stomach stuff that he's battled all year. And then when he got back out there, like the blood kind of rushed to his head or whatever, and he couldn't focus for a minute. So we gave him a little break, and then he was fine.
The Brewers went on to win 13-2 thanks to an 8-run rally in the sixth. College basketball, more March Madness. A proposal to expand the tournament from 68 to 76 teams next year. The NCAA to make a decision next month. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 54 for a high today. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two in the afternoon and a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.